Welcome back to Lost River Sessions from the Capital Arts Center in downtown Bowling Green. We're joined now by Leah Blevins. And first of all, you call Nashville home now. What are some of your favorite venues to play in Music City?
Some of my favorite venues I have to give credit to Grimy's Basement, the original Basement Beast, and Basement East. I like playing the East Room. And let's see, man. Mercy Lounge is good. Can be good, too. Yeah.
And what are some of the challenges of trying to find your way in Nashville with so many musicians trying to do their thing? How have you found the atmosphere there?
Well, you kind of answered your own question there. There's a lot of people, and it's, you know, if you become complacent, then somebody else is going to get what you're obviously after, you know. You just have to maintain it. Routine and stay kind of sharp with it.
You grew up in Kentucky. How did that affect what you write about and how you present your music?
Oh, goodness. I feel like, I started out this journey singing background vocals, and I never could play the guitar, so this is a new endeavor in itself, the songwriting. I would call myself a poet more so than I would a songwriter or a player. But I feel like it just, life experiences is what I'm writing and playing about more so.
You talked about coming to the guitar late. How did you go about learning the guitar and being comfortable enough to play it on stage?
I took 5 lessons from a gentleman, and there was a fellow I was seeing that kind of gave me the confidence to kind of break down those barriers, those walls.
And when you're writing songs, what are some of the things that inspire you, some of the topics that you come back to?
Love, first and foremost. I think again, just life experiences. Seeing the beauty of my niece and nephews growing up, and that, just everything around me, everything that surrounds me, pretty much.
And the band that will be on stage with you today, talk about how long you've been playing with them, and then describe them a little bit.
Yeah, Lauren's a dear friend of mine. I've known her for years. We used to play at the Basement together quite a bit, and I've admired her from afar for years, so it's really special to be here. I mean, I've played maybe 4 theaters my entire career, so it's always special to play one of these places in general.
And when you open for somebody, talk about what you learn from these bands that may have been on the road for years and years. Do you get a chance to talk to them and kind of share experience with them?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like I love music history, so I kind of watch a lot of documentaries and what have you. So I feel like, and I've always grown up watching musicians as they evolve, and even just friends and people that I've been in Nashville with for an extended period of time, just the evolution of it all is inspiring. You know, time is really nothing in itself as far as music goes. Like, you just keep playing, and you're either hit and miss at times. I feel like you just gotta keep going if you love it.
Yeah. And who would you count as some of your musical influences?
As in, like, celebrity status?
Or that maybe you listen to that inspire you?
Oh, Billie Holiday. Let's listen to some Etta James. Fleetwood Mac, always. I'm a diehard fan. I've got to see them in my lifetime. I was able to see them in my lifetime. Just good time gospel. I like to listen to classical music in the car at times, NPR, whatever they're throwing in there. Yeah.
Well, excellent. That's what we like to hear.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the performance tonight. Welcome to Bowling Green. And
thank you.
And thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you. Appreciate you.